Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. How was your midweek service last night? I know some have it on Thursday night, but many have it on Wednesday night. And how was your service? We had a wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a great time together. Always what we need right in the middle of the week. And God met with us, and we're enjoying our study through the book of 2 Peter. And we focus on forward in our Christian life in 2023. David Livingston, the great missionary to Africa, said, any direction, provided it be forward. God always wants his people to be moving forward for God. And so we did that a little bit last night. Hope you did as well where you were, and that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and God spoke to your heart. Now we're ready for a Thursday, and of course, tonight is the Bridge to Recovery. It's our faith-based, Christ-centered addictions program and meets every Thursday night, 6:30 to 8 p.m. here at Bible Baptist Church. If you know someone with stubborn habits or addictions, and this is a great program, and we'd invite you to come out and join us. No need to register or anything like that. Just show up 6:30 to 8 p.m. this evening at Bible Baptist Church. Now, if your Bible's nearby, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, where the Bible says, Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. But there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Can I talk to you a little bit today about strengths and weaknesses? We all have things we're good at. That's what we call our strengths, and things we're not so good at. I grew up in a sports-oriented home. However, it was anything with a ball. I can play just about any sport, basketball, baseball, football, golf, ping pong, bowling. I mean, anything with a ball, I can play, and I can be pretty good. But if it doesn't have a ball, then I'm not so good. Ice skating, roller skating, skiing, whether it's snow skiing or water skiing. Nope, not going to happen. Don't do too well with that. And you have your strengths, and you have your weaknesses. We have to know. And by the way, we need to recognize what our strengths are and what our weaknesses are. And I want to give you some Bible principles that deal with strengths and weaknesses, all right? The older you get, as you grow, you ought to be able to identify things that I'm good at and things that I'm not good at, things that I'm strong in and things I'm not so strong in, all right? Let me give you several thoughts today, okay? Number one, no one is perfect. We need each other. No one is perfect. We need each other. That's what 1 Corinthians 12 is dealing with here. He talks about spiritual gifts. And starting in verse 12 and going on through the end of the chapter almost, he's talking about we're part of a body. He talks about the ears and the eyes and the hand. And understand, our strengths then are compared to body parts. The eye can be, you may have good looking eyes. That may be a good feature that you have. Or you may have a certain color eyes. You may have 20/20 vision. You say, my eyes are good. And you can live without your eyes. Now, it's not ideal. And certainly no one would want that. But listen, you can. But the truth is, you'd miss them. Now, the other truth is, we can't be all an eyeball. We can't be 5'9" tall or 5'10" and just be a big eyeball. That'd be pretty gross. You see, an eye without the rest of the body, it can't eat, it can't hear, it can't smell, it can't walk, it can't talk, and it can't think. See, the eye, even the best eyes, need the rest of the body. The point is, we need others. We need others' strengths, and others need our strengths. So God's plan is for us as believers to be able to work together as a body to function from strength to strength. No body is all strength, and nobody is all weaknesses. Say, oh, I don't have any strengths. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah, and we're not all weaknesses, nor are we all strength. No one has all the gifts, but no one has no gift. Everybody has at least one gift. Nobody knows it all, and nobody knows nothing. We all have something. So we need each other. No one has it all. No one's perfect. Number two, understand the difference between weakness and sin. It is not a sin to have a weakness. You may not be able to play an instrument. That's a weakness, not a sin. It's not a sin to not measure up to other people's expectations. You can be anything you want to be. That's not true. You may want to play in the NBA and dunk a basketball, but that's not going to happen. No matter how hard I try, no matter how many hours I practice, I'm not going to go out and dunk the basketball. I'm not changing that. But listen, that's not sin. That's just weakness. That's not failure. I'm not going to live up to somebody else's expectation. What is sin? Sin is, as the Bible says, a transgression of the law. Sin is disobeying God. It's violating a command of God's word. That's sin. So what happens when you find sin? Well, we confess it to God. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What do? We confess it and forsaketh. Whoso covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh shall obtain mercy. Proverbs 28:13. So no one's perfect, and know the difference, understand the difference between weakness and sin. Let me give you number three. God uses our weaknesses. God uses our weaknesses. Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, talked about a thorn in the flesh. He said in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 12, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And for this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. See, Paul's weakness, his infirmity, and he doesn't state what it was, but it was some kind of a physical weakness. And he didn't like it, and he prayed for God to take it away, but God said, no, I'm not going to take that away. I want to use you in your weakness, with your weakness. In fact, I'll use you because of your weakness. Fanny Crosby was blinded by a doctor when she was just a few months old, but she went on to write, I think, 7,000 to 8,000 hymns and songs, gospel hymns and songs. And she says, I thank God that I was blinded. I never would have written the songs I've written had I been able to see. From Johnny Erickson Tata being hurt, becoming a quadriplegic after a diving accident as just an 18-year-old young lady. But she's influenced millions for Christ because of her weakness, because with the weakness. Oh, my friend, when God does something good or great through us, we know that we could not do, then it'll be obvious to all that God did it. The Spirit of God helps us with our weaknesses. The Bible says in Romans 8 about how we have a weakness. What? We don't know how to pray for things as we ought. So the Holy Spirit helps us knowing how to pray about something. So when I don't know, then the Spirit of God takes over. He picks up where we leave off. But I'll never rely on God's strength if I think I have my own strength. So God uses our weaknesses. Number four, admit your weaknesses and it releases God's strength. When I am weak, then am I strong. You'll never desire to see what God can do till I come to the end of what I can do. You'll never desire to see what God can do till you come to the end of what I can do. Now, use your strengths. Nothing wrong with that. God said, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. That's fine. Love God with what you're good at. Love God with what he's gifted you with. I think that's kind of the parable of the talents, is it not? He gives us the talents, abilities, and we're to multiply those. Use the strengths God gives you. Increase in strength. Don't bury it. You bury it, you may lose it completely. But give your weaknesses to God as well. Don't just give your strength to God. Just admit your weaknesses. What are your weaknesses? Well, I'm too fat, I'm too skinny, I'm not smart, or I can't handle money, or I'm shy, or I can't talk to people. Okay, give it to God. Turn it over to him. Allow God to have your weaknesses. And then he can release his strength. God can help you to do what you never thought you could do. God will help you to be what you never thought you could be. What do you enjoy doing? What are the gifts God's given you? What has God wired you to be? You see, some people spend their entire life living focused on what they can't do. Meanwhile, neglecting what they can do. Why don't you give God your weaknesses? Serve God with your strengths. Love God with your strength. And give God those weaknesses. Because when you are weak, then are you strong. Then I rely on God's strength. And so let's remember the lessons. Strengths and weaknesses. No one's perfect. We need each other. We have to rely upon one another. The body, but no part of the body can say, I don't need the other part. Our body is all related one to another, and we're depending on one another, and that's the way it is with the body of Christ. Secondly, understand the difference between weakness and sin. A weakness is not a sin. Disobeying God's a sin. God uses our weaknesses. That's why God allows us to have weaknesses, so that we can rely on him for strength, and we won't think that we're all that and a bag of chips. All right, number four, admit your weaknesses, and it will release God's strength. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. Little girl was playing in her sandbox and trying to get rocks out of it, and Dad was watching. And she got one particular big rock, and he saw her put it to the side, and she'd try to get it up over the edge, and she couldn't. It would come back down and roll back down in the box, and she'd try again, and this last time, it pinched her finger under the rock, and she started crying. And Daddy came out and said, what's the problem? And she, through her tears, says, I can't get this rock out. And he said, well, have you tried with all of your strength? And she goes, yes, I've tried with all my strength. And he said, no, you haven't. And she goes, what do you mean I haven't? He said, you haven't asked me. And he got in the sandbox with her. And then together, they easily put that rock out of the sandbox. Oh, my friend, in your weakness, cry out to God for your strength, and he will strengthen you. Well, have a wonderful Thursday, everybody. I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And Lord willing, tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about what we don't want to talk about, and that is worry. But that'll be our subject on Friday, okay? And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.